Where the hell did they come from?
Masterson tossed one of his Colt Lightning revolvers to the woman. Holden leaned against the adobe wall and began reloading the big Schofield.
Where the hell is the bartender?
My guess, he's halfway to Veracruz by now.
He moved to the window.
They're coming again!
He pulled back the hammer of the Springfield rifle, bracing the heavy barrel against the frame of the busted window.
8 by my count!
Holden filled the last chamber with a .45 caliber cartridge and cocked the Schofield.
All it takes is one!
An arrow thudded into the wooden post next to Holden as he fired. Another shot tore into the adobe. Two of them raced past Mariscos and the cantina that has no name and stopped the corral. Holden hoped they were collecting the dead man and the horse. That might mean they had tired of the fight and were withdrawing. He ducked, fired, and watched the Indians spin their horses and kick the sides. They galloped past, and the two who had collected the body of their fallen comrade turned and rode behind Mariscos. One Apache remained. He looked to be a younger man, maybe Holden's age. His next three shots were aimed at Sam Florence on the other side of the street. Then the Apache shoved the empty Colt into his breechcloth and raised his fist in triumph, turned, kicked his horse, and galloped away. In the moonlight, Drat could see he had a belligerent face, long hair, and a mangled ear. It looked like someone had bitten or torn off the lobe. Soledad Tadeo ran into the street and fired Masterson's double-action .38 at the last Indian. She kept firing, too, even after she had emptied the six-shooter.